The subject of today's shiur is... What is? Today's no, I thought January 6th. That's fine. Here you go. So, the subject of tonight's shiur is the Gemara that says, Ein Mashiach Bo Ela Behesach Hadas. So, we'll go through the source and all Indian. The Hisayrus of the shiur is in connection with last week's parsha. There's a pasuk that it says in last week's parsha where Yaakov Avinu tells his children, "He osfu va'agidu lachem es asher yikra eschem ba'achris hayamim." So the lashon that the pasuk uses is "es asher yikra," that which will occur. The lashon yikra is malashon mikra, an incident that happens unexpectedly or mikra derech mikra, not a piseder. So the Baal Shem Tov Taitch is the reason why he says the lashon of asher yikra. It's because Mashiach is going to come with Hesach Hadas. Mashiach is going to come unexpectedly, and therefore he uses that lashon. So this inyan of Mashiach Bav Hesach Hadas is merum is in the lashon of the pasuk. Okay, that's the connection to last week's parsha. So what does it say in the Gemara? Let's take a look. Huh? No, it's not the source. It's not the source. The source is here in the Tzadik Zayin of Gemara Sanhedrin, towards the bottom of the Yom. Tana Rabbanan. The first word in the line is Laminus. It's in the third or fourth wide line, in the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, ki yod nashama mivigaymer, ki yire, ki ozlas yad, efes, the efes, otzav, ozav. Right, so this is a pasuk, I believe, in the Techecha. Okay. So, this pasuk, the Gemara says, tells us what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. And there's a few pshatim. One pshat is Ein bin David bo at sheyir bo ha-Mesiris. Mashiach doesn't come until it's a generation that there's a lot of Mesiris. Mesiris means that people are going to inform, informers to the government. If you want, you can take a look in Rashi, which is on the top of the left column. Rashi says Mesiris. Where is it? Ki yira ki ozlas yad shetelech v'techazik yodn shol Mesiris. People are going to inform to the government and they'll be successful. When you see that happens, you know Mashiach is close. We're way past that. Way past that. Let's not get into the details, but yeah, I think so. Okay, the second pshat the Gemara says, Dovaracher. It's towards the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Dovaracher. Achi Yismatu HaTalmidim. So it's Zayin Zayv any Talmidim that will be following in the ways that Talmidim are supposed to follow. Rashi says, Yismatu HaTalmidim Shemachzikin Yidei Yisrael Achzir Al Amutav. I guess these Talmidim strengthen the hands of Yidden to make sure that they're going in the good path. Well, Achzir Al Amutav. Alright? There's no Moshlichas available. So it's not a matzah. Yismatu HaTalmidim. Okay, tell you what you want. Right, third pshat. Dover acher, ache tichle prutum in a kiss. Set nish zayn kin geld in the packet. There'll be a matzah where there'll be no money, only credit cards. Yeah, matzah of a generation, and it's not credit cards. Alright, put it this.
No, but it's coming up to that some countries are already doing, there is no more cash available. It's only
bitcoins. Oh, bitcoins. Ah, the bitcoins. Oh, that's a simba mashiach, bitcoins.
That's what I mean.
Okay, prutum in a kiss. No more prutum in the kiss. Noch abschat. Dover acher. Dover acher. Then there's, what is this, the fourth pshat? And this is the ikke pshat that's in the gay here. Achi yisyashim in a gula. Until Yidin will give up hope for the coming of the gula. Shenema ve'efes otzur ve'ozur etzer ozur ve'ozur otzur ve'ozur kaviyochol ein soymich ve'ozur. Yidin will feel that there's no help and there's no hope to Israel, to Eden. And then when Mashiach will come. That's when he'll come. Now the Gemara brings a story. Ki ha de Rab Zeira. Ki have a mashkech Rabbanon, where Rab Zeira found Rabbanon, the Ma'aski Bey, that were occupied in discussing the Geula. Amaluhu b'matuse ba'ina minaychu. I beg of you. Loi terachakua. Don't distance his coming. Why are you discussing Mashiach? If you're going to discuss it, then he's not going to come. So I beg you not to talk about it. And only then, when you don't know Miyayish from the Gula, then Mashiach comes. Otazai, wait, yet. No, vada. So the still, what's the simple pshat of the Gemara here? Yidden are going to be miyayish. They're not going to talk about it. And here, Rav Zeira is begging them. Matus minaychu, don't discuss it because you're being merachik mashiach by talking about it. What we're doing right now. Okay, so what? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi d'maaski bei. Yidden will be in a very low situation. There's no one to help us, no one to assist us. We'll give up hope for the gula. Then Rashi says, Ma'aski be Rav Zeira saw Rabbanan that were Isakin Mashiach. What exactly were they Isakin? Leida Mosai Yavoi. They were Isak in knowing when's the time Mashiach will come. Oh, so here you see in Rashi that when it says that Rav Zeira saw Rabbanan that were Isak in Mashiach, not that they were Isak in the subject of Mashiach. Not that they had a Munah Mashiach. Of course, if they have a Munah Mashiach, be Isak in the subject of Mashiach. Specifically, they were Isak in this man. When exactly is he coming? The Kates of Mashiach. That is the Kavanah when it says here that Mashiach is Baal Beschadas, that you won't be Isak, people won't have a date when they're expecting it's going to happen today. Okay, but the question still remains. The Mefarshim that talk about this Indian is that L'chayda, what Rashi says, doesn't really fit with the simple Lashon HaGemara. From the Lashon HaGemara's mashma, Asher Yisiyashu Min HaGeula. Not only that there won't be a kate, a date, they're going to be Miyayish from the Geula. It's a Lashon. That it's only when Yidden will be in a matzav where they'll give up. What do they give up? Give up means lechayre, that they won't believe it in anymore. They won't expect it. They won't even want it. Maybe Yidden will be in a matzav where they're miyayish. Rashi comes along and says not that it'll be miyayish. They won't be miyayish. They just are not making a ketz of the specific date when he's going to come. How do you fit what Rashi says with the simple Lashon HaGemara, which is mashma, she is yashu min hagula? That's the shaila here. So, the simplest pshat in this Gemara is, and that the Rebbe says in the Sicha also, basically this pshat, but it's based on a Maral. Maral has a lot of Svarim. One of the Svarim of the Maral is called Netzach Yisrael. Take a look in the Maral Sefer, Netzach Yisrael, Perik Mem. So there, the Maral explains that if you take a look here in the Gemara, I didn't read on weiter. What does the Gemara say? The Tanina. Yeah? Okay. Should have read on before. So the Gemara, what's the conclusion of the Gemara? The subject is another line. Back into the Gemara. You see it? The Tanina. It says a Braise. Gimel Baim Behesach Hadas. There are three things that arrive by Behesach Hadas without the person expecting. Elohim, Mashiach, Metziah, and Be'akrov. These three things. Mashiach, Messiah, and Akiva, a scorpion. What's unique about these three things? So the Maral says, everything else besides these three things happen b'seder mesudah. There's a teva ha'olam. And things happen al pi teva. A Messiah is something that a person gets, so to speak, shaloi al pi derech ha'teva. Parnasa, he says, a person earns based on what he invests, based on what he works. A Messiah is something that you find a Messiah that you never expected and he could be rich overnight. Same thing with an akrav, he says. An akrav is something that attacks a person suddenly, and an akrav is a very dangerous thing, and it can kill a person instantly. Even more dangerous than a snake. By an akrav, you could be mafsik in davening even more than a nochash. An akrav kills a person instantly. So these are two things that are shalei kederech hateva at all. It comes unexpectedly and suddenly. Same thing he says with Mashiach. Mashiach is a gilui that comes l'mayla m'seder ha'olam, l'mayla m'seder hateva, and therefore it's something that's considered to be behesa hadas unexpectedly. Azay zok t'maral. That's the, you have the sefer there, Netzach Yisrael? Netzach Yisrael, perik mem. So, apizeh, what's the pshat in the Gemara here? The Gemara says, what does Yisiyashu Min HaGeula mean? They're going to give up hope for Mashiach coming based on Teva. Not Yisiyashu Min HaGeula. The Gemara doesn't mean that Mashiach comes when Yidden are going to be Miyayish from his coming. Chas v'shalom. Adarava, we say three times a day, the key, Mashiach comes because we're beschar the fact that we're hoping that he's going to come. The Yiyush is to be miyayish, al pi teva will come. It'll be a matzav that if you make a cheshbon al pi teva, it doesn't make any sense that he should come now. Achshadara, the date is not roi for it more now than ever before. The matzav ha'olam, the teva ha'olam, doesn't seem like that it's more roi now than ever. Agarab, it would seem like the ha'olam is the worst, the least roi now. Yisya'ashu mitzat teva. But mitzad emunah of Yidden, or mitzad the fact that a Yidden knows that Mashiach is a gila which is l'mayla min ha'teva, for sure Yidden are going to have the emunah even stronger than ever. So when Rashi over here says, Leida Masayavoi, that Rav Zeira found Rabbanon, that were being oisik and trying to figure out when Mashiach is going to come, what's the pshat in that? They were making cheshbainis al piteva, how Mashiach and when Mashiach will come al piteva. That he told them, you're being merachik de gula. If you see gula as something which makes sense and is arriving al piteva, that's merachik de gula. Adarabah, Mashiach comes only when you realize that Alpiteva doesn't make sense at all, and it's there, and it's something that's going to come from Ma'ilam and Ateva, but doim it to a Mitzian and Akrov. That's the Pashto Pshat of the Gemara here. The what?
You mentioned about Hezbadas. Don't talk about it because he comes to Hezbadas.
Again?
Don't talk about it because Mashiach is coming to Hezbadas. What's the connection to talking about Alpiteva? They shouldn't talk about Mashiach Bechlal.
No. Why not talk about Mashiach Bechlal?
What does it say right in the Gemara?
Ditanina, don't you being merachik Mashiach? Why? Because it comes Be'ezchadas. What's the pshat that comes Be'ezchadas? It's going to come in an oifen that's unexpected. Oh, it doesn't make sense of it. That's the pshat of Hesachadas. The Alpi Teva, the fact that they are making Cheshbeinus Alpi Teva, that's the merachik Mashiach.
It depends. If they make a Cheshbeinus coming in 200 years,
It's still a cheshbon al piteva.
That's why they say
that. Because the galus is a case.
Yeah, they didn't allow because then they would be the Jewish totally that they would point out.
Okay, it's a whole separate discussion. The Rebbe talks about that pariches. Chelik Chof, the Rebbe talks about pariches.
He's asking, they will be miyaj now. Of course, when the cheshbon comes out, it's coming out.
20 years.
It's going to come out.
Yeah. The Rebbe has a completely different shot in that. I didn't learn the sikha right now again, but the Rebbe has a completely different shot in that. Okay, that's the Pashto Pshat in this Gemara. And we'll see soon. The Rebbe basically says this Pshat in the Gemara as well, pretty much. Now, there's the Pshat of the Alter Rebbe in this Gemara. I think it's pretty famous. The Alter Rebbe's Pshat in this Gemara, which is Negeres HaKadosh and Simon Dalet. Before I get to the Alter Rebbe's Pshat, just to add another detail that it says in Mepharshim, that Hayyais the Pshat in Hesach Hadas is that the coming of Mashiach is L'mayla Manateva. So therefore, the way it's going to happen is also an item of Hesach Hadas. Something that happens al Piteva is a slow process. It happens step by step. Mashiach is something that happens on Ma'ilam and Ateva, it's from one regga to the other. When Mashiach comes, it's mamish literally from one regga to the next. It's in a regga golos and the next regga is gola. There's no process. This is one of the things that's written in Svarim to the Medina, that there's different medroshim, that there's a mocker for the fact that there's going to be a slow process, that there's going to be kima, right, exactly. Lashon that it says that the Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be a slow process, the coming of Mashiach, and so on. But no, if you look on this Gemara here, and the Rambam, the way it describes it, Mashiach is going to come, Yivne Beis HaMikdash Mim Kaimai, once Mashiach is going to be Megala himself, it's going to be from one second, Golus, and the next second, the coming of Mashiach. That's another prat that comes out of this whole thing.
No.
It's no process. The identifying who Mashiach is, there are simonim to identify who Mashiach is. But the rega that Mashiach is Mashiach becomes Mashiach Vadai, that's one rega. One rega where Mashiach identifies is Megal himself. One is going to be Oni Verechav Al HaChamayim, and one is going to be Arum Nani Shemaya. So that doesn't get into the discussion of whether Tevayim will be broken, Tevayim will not be broken, but the changeover from Golas to Geula is a rega. It's one rega that will be the change. The Maila, it's a Maila means man of Kima Kima.
The problem is Mamash Hadak, you have Yahamud Melech, and Yahamud Melech, and then Yochum Yochum is Hashem.
It's all in a matzav of Golas. It's all in a matzav of Golas. And that Yahamud Melech you have in every single generation. Sheikh Shebedeh. But the actual Hezgalos of Mashiach, that's one of them. Huh?
You be the one to answer.
No. You're looking around. Who's Yamad Malachna?
Simon Jacobson says. was, you'll be the one to answer.
Why is it something that
is supply? No, it doesn't make sense. It's a good question. Let's stick to the topic. Okay, we'll have a shim maybe on Yamid Melech. Let's stick to Mashiach Pabes Chadas. Okay, the Alter Rebbe, not the Alter Rebbe's pshat. In Geras HaKadosh Simen Daled, the Alter Rebbe says that the title of Yamid Melech, of Hesach Hadas is that Mashiach is something which is on Milam and Hadas. Hesach Hadas does not mean Yiyush. Hesach Hadas does not mean like a Mitzian Akra that comes unexpectedly. Adarabah. The Amunah of a Yid Mashiach is something which is Lamailam and Hadas. And Alter Rebbe there teaches that this refers to the Gilui of Mashiach that's in every individual, but Pnimius by him. Every Yid by him has a Bechina of Mashiach, which is the Nekuda of Pnimius Halev. And this Nekuda of Mashiach, of Pnimius Halev, is Lamailam and Hadas. And that's the taich of Mashiach Ba Behesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means Lamaila Manadas. Salter Rebbe's Prat and Tanya, which the Rebbe quoted many, many times.
Can you make it more practical?
How do you reveal the Mashiach, which is Lamaila Manadas?
What does it mean?
I don't know how the Alter Rebbe's Prat, to tell you the honest truth, the Alter Rebbe's Prat, to fit it into the Lashon of the Gemara. Look, so the Lashon of the Gemara is not talking about the Pratis of the Mashiach by every individual Achaira. The Gemara is talking about the Geula B'chlal, right? And the Gemara is talking about Yisiyashim and HaGeula, right? But according to what the Alter Rebbe says, it's going on the Bechinas Pnimis Nekudas HaNefesh, which is L'mailam and Adas. So L'chayre, to take the words of the Gemara and to teach it according to the Alter Rebbe, L'chayre, you could say that L'mashal, a person has certain things that he gives up on himself. Das kann ich nicht. I can't. This is a Taivis HaYetzer or whatever it is that I cannot battle with this. I cannot overcome this. That's if he goes off Pisechel. It comes out to him, I failed once, I failed twice, I failed a third time, so therefore if I'll try a fourth time, there's a track record and I'll fail again. But if you go with a Midas HaNitzachon, which is L'mailam and Adas, with the Kudas Pnimius HaNefesh, the person could discover in him a deeper kayach that could say, yes, you failed once, twice, and the third time, but Alpha Pikei, now you're going to go with that Nekuda, with the Yechidus HaNefesh, you'll be successful. So that's revealing the Mashiach that there isn't a person.
Means you're revealing
your own Mashiach, for a person to reveal his own Mashiach, this kayach to overcome a thing that he was miyayish on, is Afka L'mayla Menadas. That's a Meredeke kayach. That's the Alter Rebbe's Shat in the Gemara.
L'mayla
Menaseichel, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Another pshat that I saw on a sefer, I don't know who the mechaber is, but it's a sefer that was printed in the times of the Alter Rebbe, actually. I forgot even the name of the sefer. It's an old sefer. He says there that the pshat of that Mashiach is Baal Behesach Hadas, similar to what we're saying now, along the same lines, but slightly different. That it refers to the hergish of people. If a person is going to feel that I or we as Klal Yisrael are roi for Mashiach, then Mashiach is not going to come. If people are going to realize that we're not roi for Mashiach, then he's going to come. And he teaches it. He says, look, the Gemara says that Mashiach had come in one of two eifanim, either zachu or loy zachu. The Mashiach actually over here on this Gemara explains why does the Gemara put together Mashiach, Metziah, and Akrev. It's an interesting shidduch of these three things. And the Mashiach explains that Metziah is a very positive thing. A person finds a treasure of gold out of the blue, that's toiv. Akrav is the most negative thing, that a person gets attacked and killed by an Akrav. He says, Mashiach is also something that could happen inside in a matzav where Klal Yisrael is Zachu, on a very high level, or in a matzav where Klal Yisrael is Loi Zachu, Kuloi Kule Chayav, or Kule Zakai. So therefore the Gemara is saying that Mashiach could either be bedoimed to the way of Metziah, or the way it is by an Akrav. So therefore he says, if Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of Loi Zachu, then certainly Yidden will realize that they're not roi from Mashiach. So they won't even think that Mashiach is coming now because we deserve it. Even, he says, on the other extreme, when you didn't know the matzav of Zochu, what's the emes of shad of Zochu? The emes of shad of Zochu is you're talking about individuals that are tzaddik and gemurim and have a sense of bittel. That it's not us, that they're, if a person is taka be'emes Zochu, then he feels the anov and the bittel, that who am I to be zeichet to anything? And therefore the fact that Mashiach should come is not because I deserve it. Because the Emes Tzadik never feels like he deserves anything. So say if it's in a matzav of Zochu, say if it's in a matzav of Loi Zochu, Mashiach is going to come behesach hadas, means in a matzav where Yidden will not feel that it's us that deserve the coming of Mashiach. If Yidden are going to be in this matzah where they feel it's our Aveda which is Roy and Zeiche, so then no, Mashiach is not going to come. That's the Taitch of Be'ezach Hadas and the Hergish of the person. Okay, what else? Another interesting thing over here, Benegeya, to the fact that the Gemara brings together these three things of Mashiach, Matziah, and Akrov. Why does the Gemara say these three things together here? So there's a sicha in Purim, Tovshi Yud Tes, that the Rebbe spoke about it. Kehirat, it's a Shmaka Fabrengen. The Rebbe over there said that Matziah and Akrov actually both show a negative things. Akrov is obviously a negative thing. The Akrov that comes and attacks a person and kills him. Matziah, the Rebbe says, it says Beferish by Mashiach, the Lashon of Matziah. Matzasi David Avdi. And the Medrash Darshans, why does it say the Lashon of Matziah by Mashiach? Matzasi David Avdi, Heichon Matzasid. Where is Mashiach found? Bizdain. Bizdain. What's that Bizdain? What's the connection to Bizdain? Oh, so the Matnas Kohana there says, the Pshat is because Mashiach is a descendant from David, which is a descendant from Rus, which is a descendant from Mayav, which is Bastid, which comes from the daughter of light. And the whole beginning of the lineage of Mashiach comes from by the destruction of Zdain. And that's where Mashiach comes. Pesach Hadas.
Very interesting story.
Yeah.
You ever read it?
No.
He brings the stories of Al-Bais in his community. Al-Bais told him that Al-Bais from his community that he says that Friday night on the Shabbos table is from very, it was partial week, it was very negative about my life. And that night he had a dream. And he saw the daughters of Lloyd coming to him in a dream, and he told him, I told him, they had Mesiris Nefesh, Pasha, they had Mesiris Nefesh, because it's going to come a time that's going to be Oysa Aish, and he is going to claim that it's a Shaykhus, the Chaz Shoshola, that it's a Shaykhus, that no father, so they says they could have also said the same thing. They got.
Yeah.
So they.
Mr. Snavish to say the truth.
To tell the truth about what really happened. Uh-huh. And after that, he passed away. So interesting to learn from
Moshe. All right. No, so the Rebbe teaches that Akrov is a negative thing, and the Matzasiv Bizdoim Mashiach also begins from Lachayre on Sneezlig, a negative event. And actually, Darizal teaches this whole Gemara Mashiach Baba Hesach Hadas, that the Hesach Hadas taka refers to the fact that the Eivishter creates and brings the Neshama of Mashiach into this world. His whole Yichus and the whole lineage of Mashiach comes Behesach Hadas, not of Yidden, but Hesach Hadas of the Mekatrig, of the Satan. That because the Eivishter knows that the Satan wird sich einstellen mit der ganzen Koyach to stop the birth of Mashiach, so therefore sai by Benoit Sloit and then later by Boyaz, it had to be in the Eifen that the Satan shouldn't be able to be in the Katrik. That's the Taitch of Hesach Hadas. So we hear the Rebbe says that Mashiach, Matziah, and Akrov, the whole Indian of Mashiach is taking Choshech and being Mahapachet to Eir. It's Hapachet Shechel and Eir. That's the whole Teichen of Mashiach comes to accomplish. Meneila, the Gemara is saying, Mashiach, Matziah, Va'akrov, that Mashiach is going to take this Matziah of Zdoim, this beginning of the birth of Mashiach, which was an Amatzah by Zdoim in this Eifen, and then an Akrov, which represents the greatest negativity, and whatever they brings, that the Eres of the Akrov, the poison of the Akrov, is Kar. It's very cold, and it has no Chayis to it, no Kedusha to it, and Mashiach is going to be Megala, the Toiv, even that there is in Zdoim, and even in an Akrov. That's why all three are brought together. So that was Taish and the Gemara over here. Okay, let's take a look on the other side of the page. You see here, Kitzer, these are the three main places where the Rebbe discusses this Indian of Mashiach Ba Besach Hadas. One is Chelik Yud, Omru Chazal, Ein Mashiach Ba Ela Besach Hadas. Nu, so, Pizeh, Ein Mokim L'chayre, Lis Eiris V'tamola B'inat Spi L'gula. There's no point in making a shturim and being Ma'ayre people to believe in Mashiach. Adar Abba, let people be quiet and then it'll come quicker. Ach, ein hakavonu shalei tzarech lachshav lachakas chasushan l'gula. The Gemara never meant that you shouldn't think or await is coming. Kedei shetovei besach hadas, in order that it should come when people give up. Harei ikke gadol bamunas Yisrael hu achakalei b'chol yim sheyovei. So akavoni he rather, what does the Gemara mean? Shemibli habatal kach shahadas vahaseichel hagoloi einam royim mokim lezeh, that a person rationally is thinking will not make sense that now Mashiach is coming. Nevertheless, maimin Yehudi b'teikif amun al shalemaylam etam v'das, that he's going to come anyways, that he comes al maylam anateva. Zu ha'avedish al hesachadas. That is what the hesachadas over here means. So this is basically the first pshat that I mentioned, b'shem de maral, that the taitch of hesachadas is that Mashiach comes al maylam anateva. One pshat. Then another sikha from Ekev Tavshin Yud Gimel that ever said a different pshat. Das umaloshin hiskashrus. Tanya said Peri Gimel. Das is when you connect to something, you apply yourself, you focus on something very strongly. So in order for Mashiach to come, says the Rebbe as follows, you have to have hesachadas. Hesachadas of what? Al ha'odom lahasiach es daitoi mahadvarim shu koshubem. A person has to disconnect his mind that's applied and focused on things that he's connected to. What are they? She'ele in yonav agashmim varuchnim. Whether it's his physical matters or even ruchnizig matters. V'lirtzei says a Mashiach, the only reason a person should want Mashiach is kedei she'tushlam akavon al yenu she'biyas ha'ilam she'elam hazei yasadir leiz barach. A person can want Mashiach for all kinds of reasons. You can want Mashiach because all sick people will be healed. You can want Mashiach because then there will be tremendous Gilui Elokus in the world. For Ruchni is the good reasons, for Gashmi is the good reasons. Self, all these reasons are things that a person, on one level or another, will gain something. That's when a person wants Mashiach bedas, because he gains something. Mashiach ba behesach hadas means that his desire for Mashiach is not because he has something from it, but he wants it because that's what Eibishto wants. Haratzim ha-shtuk ha-lebiyas ha-mashiach tzricha liyois kedei she-tushlam ha-kavona ha-al-yoyno, because this is what Hashem wants. Levit says in yon nove ishiyim shalad, not because the person personally feels that he's going to gain, she-yeitzim in ha-meitav in ha-lamercha b'gashmuz ha-beruchnis, because the person himself will be saved from his own difficulties. The ratzon that a person has to have for Mashiach should be because Azel Deivishta. That's the taitch of Hesach Hadas. To get rid of the Das personally that a person's connected to. That was Pshat over here. Okay. Atkan. Yeah.